There is a peace that passes all understanding. This peace is only found in Jesus Christ, and His name is the Word of God, Revelation 19:13. He is the absolute, and for the mountain to move, our absolutes must be absolutely absolute. God's Word declares absolute, inerrant truth that only can be embraced through childlike faith. Childlike faith is the only standard of commerce for the invisible kingdom of God. Consider these three absolutes to the obedient childlike. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The beauty of God is absolute. Are you ready to shed the shame and bondages of your sins? Are you ready to embrace the childlike faith that saves and satisfies the soul, that brings a peace that passes natural understanding? You can do it today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 24:1 and 2, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. God said, 33 Psalms, verse 7, He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. God said, Job 38, verse 30, the waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Man said, there is no God, and even if there is, He doesn't interact in the daily lives of the sons of Y chromosome Adam. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 682, that will once again prove the amazing inerrancy of God's Word. All of these features are archived on God Said, Man Said in text and streaming audio to support the faith of the faithful and as munitions in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. Three, imagine you can download nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming today. We are honored by your presence. May God's face shine upon you and all that you do with light and truth. It's so lovely, the Word of God. It's altogether lovely. A continual excitement and amazement in the hearts of the blood-bought. From the very beginning, Satan and his champions have paraded themselves before the sons of Adam, even as the Philistine Goliath of old, to challenge the God of all, only to fail miserably every single time. Be of good cheer, children of faith. They will not succeed tomorrow. Charles Darwin, the god of the camp of evolutionists, said that as the field of science grew in knowledge and sophistication, God and his Bible would become more and more irrelevant. But to the contrary, the deeper they peer into the unknown, the more they see the obvious thumbprint of God. Proof! I want proof, they clamor. But for the vast majority, the reality is that they don't want proof at all. Their challenge to the God of creation is simply their cloak to cover their sins. The nature of the matter is outlined by Jesus in John 3:19 through 21, and this is the condemnation: that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Words, insights, truths that only the Creator of the universe could know are found in the Word of God. truths penned thousands of years ago that man's sophisticated science is only beginning to understand prove the supernatural nature of Holy Writ. Today's feature will once again demonstrate that the deeper they dig, the more Jesus they find. The headline in the AFP press release reads, "Earth has a secret reservoir of water, say scientists." Excerpts follow. 150 years ago, in Journey to the Center of the Earth, French science fiction writer Jules Verne pictured a vast sea that lay deep under our planet's surface. Today, that strange and haunting image has found an unexpected echo in a scientific paper. Writing in the journal Nature, scientists on Wednesday said they had found an elusive mineral pointing to the existence of a vast reservoir deep in Earth's mantle, 250 to 375 miles beneath our feet. It may hold as much water as all the planet's oceans combined, they believe. The evidence comes from a water-loving mineral called rigwoodite that comes from the so-called transition zone sandwiched between the upper and lower layers of Earth's mantle, they said. Analysis showed that a whopping 1.5% of the rock comprises molecules of water. The find backs once contested theories that the transition zone, or at least significant parts of it, is water-rich, the investigator said. This sample really provides extremely strong confirmation that there are local wet spots deep in the earth in this area, said Graham Pearson of Canada's University of Alberta, who led the research. That particular zone in the earth, the transition zone, might have as much water as all of the world's oceans put together. Ringwoodite is named after Australian geologist Ted Ringwood, who theorized that a special mineral was bound to be created in the transition zone because of the ultra-high pressures and the temperatures there. A piece of this mineral has been a long-sought goal. It would resolve a long-running debate about whether the poorly understood transition zone is bone-dry or water-rich. Hans Kepler, a geologist at the University of Bayreuth in Germany, cautioned against extrapolating the size of the subterranean water find from a single sample of rigwoodite. And he also said the water was likely to be locked up in a specific rock in a molecular form called hydroxyl. In some ways, it is an ocean in Earth's interior, as visualized by Jules Verne, although not in the form of liquid water, Kepler said in a commentary also published by Nature. The implications of the discovery are profound, Pearson suggested. If water exists in huge volumes beneath Earth's crust, it is bound to have a big impact on the mechanics of volcanoes and the movement of tectonic plates. One of the reasons the Earth is such a dynamic planet is the presence of water in its interior. Water changes everything about the way a planet works, said Pearson, end of quotes. Geologists are finding exactly what the scriptures declare. Psalms 24, 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Kepler speaks of water that is locked up in specific rocks, even as Job, arguably the oldest book of the Bible, records in chapter 38, verse 30, and this is God speaking with Job, and he says this, "The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen." God said he hides water in a stone. The following paragraphs are found in the God Said, Man Said feature, History in Babel, Abraham, Moses, Samson, and Delilah. There was a great man of God by the name of Moses. His existence has been challenged, and the great miracles he performed by the hand of God have been ridiculed. Is the biblical record true? Imagine the children of Israel are in the desert without water, the very sentence of death, and God instructs Moses to strike a rock. Moses obeys, and out of that rock poured out enough water to supply the needs of an estimated 2 million-plus people, as well as the needs of their livestock. Could it be? Again, from the Book of Mysteries of the Bible. While this action may be unimaginable to the modern mind, Bedouins of times past or present would realize exactly what happened. In the desert wadis of the Sinai, The scarce rainfall filters down and collects in porous layers of limestone. These layers are exposed to the base of the mountain. But just as water deposits can eventually clog a faucet, the water cannot escape because of a thick buildup of limestone crust. Bedouins know how to look for these hidden water sources. There are accounts of this phenomenon in recent times. In the 1930s, Major C.J. Jarvis, the British governor of the Sinai, was leading a camel expedition through a dry wadi when his men came across a trickle of water coming out of limestone rock. Trying to dig into the ground where he thought there might be a pool of water, one of his men by mistake struck the rock instead, to everyone's surprise and delight. The hard crust fell away, and out of the crevice shot a powerful stream of water. End of quote. The geologists are arriving at a major discovery, only to find the children of faith are already there. The deeper science digs, the more Jesus they find. God's word is true and righteous altogether. It is a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Psalms 24, 1 and 2, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. God said, Psalms 33, verse 7, he gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. God said, Job 38, 30, the waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Man said, there is no God, and even if there is, he doesn't interact in the daily lives of the sons of Y-chromosome Adam. Now you have the record.